385,000 gains in the volumes of 19.3% of domestic production we have recovered in 2010 by sugarcane sector. Real total investment has more than doubled since the provision of the support. Sugarcane sector invested an additional 3.9 million or 25% of the total investment since 2010 when the rebate facility was created. Despite a decline in output during 2011 and 12, mainly due to losses in the volume of production to 20 new entrants into the market following the creation of this rebate facility, the firm managed to sustain production and jobs during the first half. Domestic value addition increased by 8% with the introduction of newly designed products into the market following the provision of the rebate support. After a sharp recovery following the provision of rebate support in 2010, total factor productivity grew by 30% in 2010. The firm's competitiveness position deteriorated again during 2011 and 2012, owing to a weaker and volatile rand, which is exogenous that nothing can do about it. That could have been worse had the rebate support not been provided. The firm would have paid an additional 22% on the total. To improve on the current performance, we observe the following. A more coordinated sectoral policy is required to ensure the long-term benefits of government interventions of growing production and jobs are realized. While the rebate support by ITEC provides for cheaper import of raw materials, and the production incentive program by DCI supports the manufacture of new products through the availability of new machines, it is necessary to also ensure that illegal imports and a shortage of skills in design do not hinder the achievement of government goals. ITEC is currently working on the illegal imports. Another observation regarding home textile. In order to retain and grow sales, the firm has devised a new production strategy, which is introducing henceforth a brand name regarding its product sold to retailers. Now over to Canada Investment, otherwise known as 3DG, still under home textile sector. The Canada Investment is one of the new entrants into the market following the creation of the rebate facility. Since 2010, the firm has moved from premises that are 600 square meters to that of 1,200 square meters. Currently, the firm is considering procuring its own premises of more than double the current square meter in size. Total domestic production and capacity in Canada Investment has more than doubled owing to the creation of rebate facility. On average, a total of 60,000 gains in volume and 2,600 in capacity have been made since 2009. Real total investment has more than doubled since the provision of the support. Canada Investment has invested an additional 56,000 or 24% of its total investment since 2010. Remember, it's still a new company. The provision of the rebate support has contributed to the direct employment of about 22 additional people in Canada Investment. A further 2% increase in output each year could see the firm doubling this performance by 2050. And we've discussed with this firm on way forward in order to achieve it. The domestic value addition increased by 8% following the support. Again, to improve the current performance, for a variety of reasons, better competitiveness has not been realized since the provision of the rebate support, evidenced by the existence of negative total factor productivity growth since 2009 in Canada Investment. Steady growth in material costs, specifically imported input costs, has undermined the firm's ability to make a difference. The weaker and the volatile rand are major contributing factors. Again, the exogenous factors that we can do about it. Given the limited size of business premises, the firm has not been able to take advantage of the production incentive program by the EDR. The firm looks forward to procuring new machines through the incentive program as it grows its market, as it its market share, and the secure the bigger business premises as I alluded to. To another sector, television, canvas. In October 2009, ITEC amended the rebate item 31617 to support the television industry. The rebate facility allowed the industry to enjoy a full rebate of the duty for investing locally on machines that insert components onto secure boxes instead of importing such a board already fully populated with concrete. And they moved from semi-knockdown to complete knockdown assembly. Only two firms existed before the creation of the rebate and are still operating. Others, there are nine existing firms under the television industry. Others have either changed their branding or are new into the market. The focus is on one of those firms, Vectron, located in East London. That factory was one of the first, four television plants in South Africa. Findings, with the rebate amendment, the firm commenced the local manufacture of flat panel television, that is LCD and the plasma. In order to take advantage of the new opportunity for the CKD manufacture of flat panel television, the Vectronics has invested 46.9 million since the period of the support. The firm created 87 additional jobs. These rose 150 jobs in July 2013. Further 43 indirect jobs were also created in the following contracting firms: Iceland, Coral Print, and the Shade and Gibson. The sharp increase in sales and annual turnover after the rebate support, together with the recent loan from the IBC, provided for additional capacity for future expansion projects such as manufacturing set-top boxes for South Africa digital migration and the CKD manufacture of paid set-top boxes in 2014. To improve on the current performance, additional investment and job creation is expected from this firm through the most recent introduction of import duties and rebate for set-top boxes introduced by December 2014. To another sector, power and the largest market. In December 2010, ITEC increased the general rate of customs duty on powers and the lattice masks for the aircraft lines and the electric power lines, classifiable under tariff heading 7308-2010, from free of duty to 15% add-on. The production are power pylons and cellular communication masks. These are manufactured using steel angles, sections, plates, bolts and nuts, which are soft local. That limitation meant that only two major firms whose income concern is available for figure 2005-12 were assessed, and they are Tricom and Babcock. Tricom located in Pretoria and Babcock in Johannesburg. Key findings, beginning with Tricom. Gains are realized from greater domestic value addition and competitiveness. The negative effect of the loss in export share on total production was partly offset by the provision of the tariff support, as the firm switched from depending on exports to focusing largely on the local market in order to sustain output. Today, Tricom is one of the biggest domestic producers. The firm was able to retain 50% of jobs following the recovery in domestic production after the support was made available. Nonetheless, the firm is still underutilized by 2,500 tons per month. The support helped the firm form of protection which is needed in the current phase of uncompetitive export price with China, India, and so on. Over to still on Tricom, to improve on the current performance, considering that China receives a 9% rebate on exports per ton, or $99 US dollar, Tricom is almost undercut by more than 70%, or $709 US dollars, and therefore cannot compete effectively in the international market despite the recent weakening of the rand. The firm intends to source other markets for exports to enable it to address the current problem of underutilization. It also plans to diversify its production towards value production of services in order to create more jobs and increase domestic value addition and competitiveness in subsequent years. Over to Babcock. Had it not been for the support, and unanticipated delays in ESCOM projects would have adversely affected the towers and the largest mass section of the firm, if not closed down completely. Domestic production would have recovered in 2012, and unemployment could have worsened by more than 16%, but the firm recovered about 16 jobs in 2012. To improve on the current performance, to increase employment by 50% or create an additional 57 jobs over the next 3 years, the output of this firm would need to grow to grow by an additional 10% on average each year between 2013 and 2015. Meanwhile, with the advent of additional transmission line work from ESCOM, anticipated in early 2014, JPM is expected to achieve the growth of 10% in output. The next sector, aluminum extrusion. The closure of the BHP Billiton Bayside cast house in Richards Bay during October 2009 deprived Etruga of a competitive source of billet, which is an important input into the aluminum extrusion industry, which resulted in an increase in the manufacturing cost of extrusion in Badal. Meanwhile, the extrusion sector is one of the critical sectors. For instance, in addition to 1,500 jobs created in the manufacturing of extrusion, or in semi-fabrication sector, about 30,000 more jobs are generated downstream by the medium-sized final product manufacturers. Following this, ITEC increased the general rate of customs duty on aluminum extrusion bars, cores, and profiles from 3% to 5% at Rolem in March 2011. That limitation meant that only one major firm controlling about 36 to 40% extrusion market, whose information is available for the period 2008 to 2012, was assessed, and that's Kulamin Extrusion, located in Midland. Key findings. Today, an import duty of 5% on extrusion, which was implemented in 2011, has not helped to curb the exponential growth of Chinese imports, the share of which has increased from 16% in 2008 to 26% in 2012. As of 2012, China produces 50% of the world's aluminum market. So they are looking for where to sell their goods. This in turn has undermined the firm's ability to progress in the areas of domestic investment, employment, value addition, and competitiveness. To improve on the current performance, the re-establishment of the local billet production remains critical for the survival of this sector. In the absence of this, the firm will have to create a greater premier capacity to deal with the growing imported input costs. Conclusion and the policy recommendation. There is an assertion that the recent weaker rand will raise exports and improve trade balance. However, faced with the current reality of a globalized economy, industries are vertically integrated, and the exported products can contain a large proportion of more costly imported components that are not necessarily substantial with the domestic produced products. To address the rising input costs and cross-subsidize the resultant growing production costs, some of the firms in South Africa whose main focus is on the international market have now established their branches in China to take advantage of low production costs. Others whose main focus is on the local market have now adopted an import strategy, what's called an import strategy, aimed at complementing domestic production with more imported finished products in order to reduce their costs and be able to make profit. Should this continue, it would undermine government effort to promote industrialization and accelerate growth as well as employment in South Africa. Some recommendations. We need to improve South Africa's competitiveness in IPA. How will devise a strategy on how to address this? Address productivity issues, investment to training and upskilling. Also, another recommendation, consider re-establishing and re-establishing competitive local production of raw materials. Given the critical nature of the aluminium industry, it is suggested that a strategic forum be held between ITEC, BCI, EDD, and the Aluminium Association to find more sustainable solutions to diverse challenges faced by the industry. The process of Vectronic has revealed how cooperation between government institutions could help promote industrialization in South Africa. After ITEC laid the foundation through the provision of the rate support, the IDC, in complement, provided the firm with a loan, and both measures subsequently contributed to its achievement and investments. Another recommendation, Africa needs a harmonized industrial policy to take advantage of the growing intra-trade and the export opportunities within the continent. And why I say this? There has been a number of bilateral and multilateral trade agreements between regional economic communities in Africa. and the emerging economies and developed economies, and it is possible that each region or country is negotiating to its advantage without checking whether it will resolve into trade diversification with respect to other regions, and nothing has been done. So that if we have a harmonized industrial policy, it will help us very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no constructors copies here. Okay, can we find the reasons? Why was this not taken into effect in these presentations? This one. Why, firstly, why is it not in the annual report? And there was a question which was asked by Honorable Buchner. To say we're supposed to receive this prior in presentation that we it was a time, so can we get to the reason?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, it was not our plan to include this presentation on impact assessments. Our focus was just on the annual report. When I came in, I talked to the chair aside and said, the committee has raised questions on impact assessment. Can't you give us an opportunity just to share preliminary, because we have just started and we've covered only a few industries and firms. We are going to continue going forward to cover other industries where we have given support and give a much more full and comprehensive report to the committee. So it was not part of the time share. We just wanted to share preliminary.
Number one, number two, Mikai, number three, no good. Marty.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think it's much appreciated to read about, to listen to the interventions that ISAC is taking, selling some of the industries, and to assist them to sustain the businesses and even also to grow not only the economy but also creating numbers of jobs. But I just want to check with you, is this initiative part of the what should we call the companies in the stress fund or the distress fund or this total difference? Secondly, the textile industry, the two companies that you highlighted on the impact of the intervention, to what extent is this sustainable in view of the current Chinese imports in the country, and do you think it's going to be a sustainable intervention? How long is it going to last? And because we can see that the Chinese imports are really taking market in this country. Lastly, electronics. What kind of TV do they make? So we've got so many brands of TVs on the market. Electronics. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Babu Mogu, in that order.
Thanks, Chair. I also want to appreciate the input presented by Isaac, shedding light on this very quick terrain. But the specific areas that I well move from the premise that it's important that a country has to protect its local industry in order to realize the policy objectives, creating jobs, expanding production. Key, I think, expansion of production is quite an imperative that we face with promoting international competitiveness. I think there are issues that are highlighted there, but we need to be focusing in our country. But I just want to, by way of question and assent, the presenter said something around the industrial policy, that there's a need to harmonize our industrial policy. I would like him to briefly share what are the key areas, because I thought IPAP 2 attempts organization, including local industries. But I'm from the areas which have got very small scale of textile industry, but also which is continuously losing even a little base of textile population towards neighboring OSADC countries. What could be some elementary issues really that give rise to this situation? Thanks.
And so on my feet.
The question was, all these investment companies, it was probably, are they looking for the top price or the top election?
The companies look for the name.
Yeah, because they were named. All the names, there's nothing like a company name, except for EDA name.
Also, you're asking whether the investment is
from outside of the country. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll be able to answer now the question you have asked before this presentation, because I thought it was in this presentation, because I was asking whether after you've taken the decision, do you have the capacity to follow up on your decisions. I made an example of the tomato knowledge. We had a visit there. And we had a briefing from the department that there was an increase of voluntaries to protect that company. But when we were there, they were not aware. And they could not give us the numbers which were given to say that they've been able to protect so many jobs, and they did not know, they did not have all this. So that's why we're asking your capacity on following that. Maybe Ubabu Duma, because he was there, we thought maybe he has spoken to you about it and would be able to get the way forward, because there was a problem that the IGC was not really that company, but they did not give us. Why are they not? But we suspected that it was not. And the question was, how did you take a decision to impose tariffs if the company is not a PPE? Because there are some questions which we could not be able to answer. So I was thinking that maybe in your presentation we'll be able to speak, but it is not today. Maybe you would be able to shed some light.
I thought that was also an question the educators and all during the start of the disease regarding the impact of your work and the changing regulatory environment in the world. If you look at the annual report of the IEC, the direct financial support, the certain industries and the number of jobs that were. Now my question is this, the current load looking to the future, is that the way to go, or is it in certain sense an outmoded concept if you compare it with the successes of the IEC in securing jobs by direct financial support in the creative division?
Thank you. The questions which you have to take us through.
Okay, we'll start the Moses. You can start.
The first one, I guess, you'll be able to answer. I guess this is a different unit. It's not that because there was something you asked. Yes, Honorable Mom, the first question. So this is different. If you can, sorry.
The question about the company's destruction. That was an initiative of the Department of
Yes, no, our interventions that we have spoken about have nothing to do with the distress fund. Right. Yeah.
Okay, on your side.
You have to direct your question to the chair.
Okay, sorry.
The second question, to which extent is this sustainable in terms of home textile? Obviously, we have a number of challenges, and some of them are exogenous, like the weaker rand and volatile, the weaker and volatile rand. But the key thing, if you look at our recommendations in terms of how to improve the current performance, we say that we need to re-establish establish the competitive local milling factors, which would assist in addressing the rising input cost and growing production costs, because that's what is making them not to be competitive and even discouraged. That's one of our, we had a discussion with them. And also the issue of branding and designing. Chinese model is mainly to produce an enormous quantity, but it comes with no branding and design. So if you want to challenge imports from China, you then need to introduce so you need to introduce branding and design. We have a discussion with the company. So that's my answer to that. And still on home textile, we also discussed with Canada and Bolt regarding this opportunity provided by the DPI in terms of production incentive program, and then the process of currently in the process of applying for the production incentive. So with that, we hope they will improve in terms of the performance going forward. Another question on Vectronics, what branch of TV they put they make. I mentioned that it's LCD and plasma. LCD and plasma?
Chef, I meant the brand itself. What the brand is? LG?
Or Samsung?
Or Samsung.
Samsung.
Chair, let me just add. Let me just add to Moses' answers. There was a question by Honorable Mugu with regards to the sustainability of the support. Our experience is such that once ITEC has given support to its instrument, let's say introducing a tariff on chicken, for that particular subsector, and interestingly, the chicken subsector is the largest within agriculture, given also its backward linkages to feed maize and also the forward linkages. If that subsector is to make a turnaround and become globally competitive, the tariff support must be complemented by competitiveness improvement measures, because their biggest problem is on cost, and that would include, amongst others, the major one being feed cost, which also includes electricity cost. Now, if you are unable to address those competitiveness constraints, yes, you might be able to stabilize the industry with the tariff, but you will not be able to take it to a higher level. One of the things that we find is that some of these industries that we give support, they are not effort oriented. They tend to be focused on the domestic market, like chicken. And so unless you address what is it that constrains these industries from exporting, for example, this one, they can't export their prime chicken because other countries have standards where prime chicken is not allowed. So that's a disadvantage in terms of competing globally. So, Honorable Mofu, the issue is tariff support must be complemented with a number of competitiveness improvement measures. Without that, 5 years down the line, the industry will come back to ITEC asking for more tariff support. I'll ask Rika Tiart to answer the question here on the tomato industry. What is it that ITEC has done for that industry? But I must agree or acknowledge that we do have capacity constraints in monitoring and evaluating the impact of our instruments. We only have one person currently, the chief economist, we are addressing the matter of expanding our capacity with the parent department, economic development. And unless we make progress in that area, Chair, we will be constrained in terms of capacity. Even if we wanted to cover as many sectors, we wouldn't because of the capacity constraint. Rika will say something on what we've done for the tomato industry.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. In terms of education, the education was not continued in the way that it was not by Mojack training, citing that they're not able to compete in terms of prices. During our deliberations, we consulted with the National Agricultural Marketing Council, the Department of Agricultural Policy and Fisheries, the DPI, the Secretary, in order to establish what the position is of the whole value chain, because we did it with the whole value chain in the deliberation. It subsequently became apparent that there is a second company in the Western Cape, Cape Country Cape, who is also in the early stages of developing a tomato-based plant, but they also currently experiencing similar problems to Mojack. And you quite rightly say, what we've done is the Commission has decided to increase the rate of duty for a specific period after which the duty will be reviewed, and then we will make an assessment of what impact was in terms of production, investment, employment, and given those factors. We have also created a DBA provision because tomato paste is used extensively in downstream industries, anything that contains tomato paste, sardines, beans, anything that... so if the domestic industry is particular and it's not able to supply efficiently to a downstream industry, it could have a very adverse effect on those downstream industries. So we have also recommended the creation of a rebate provision. Now that rebate provision is subject to a permit. So every time that anybody wants to import, we first have to contact Mojack Scanning and Cape Consumer Trade and make sure that they are not able to supply. Now in terms of practical experience, they would tell us that they will be able to supply it in 4 months, and then we will make a follow-up verification to actually verify that there is product available. Currently they are not producing for the reasons that you stated, in terms of acquiring finance from the IDC and from the land bank. So that is at this stage the main concern. But I think as the Chief Commissioner has indicated, the import tariff is but one element that needs to be addressed in that industry, and that's why there was a whole task team which is led by the DPI to see that this sector develops in all areas, not just in terms of giving it the space in terms of protection, but also to look at reduction incentives from the EDD, all those things. But it's up to the industry at the end of the day to take up those opportunities that is there. And at this stage, that's why I say at this stage we are trying to assist them, we have assisted them, but the problem seems to be larger than just imports.
Sure. Honourable Bergman also raised a question as to whether there is a future for tariffs in our, let's say, industrial policy. Shouldn't we be just focusing on finance, development finance as provided by the IDC? From my experience, Honourable Bergman, if you look at our economic conditions, the unemployment challenge that we face, we are going to need both for the future. Yes, in the past, before 1994, there was over-reliance on tariffs and subsidies, very high tariff wars. But post-1994, with our WTO binding commitments, we have seen a significant reduction in our tariffs, on average from 24% to 8%. And if you compare us with other comparable developing countries, India, Brazil, and others, our tariffs are relatively low than those competing emerging economies. So the future is in both development finance as well as tariffs. But again, I must emphasize the strategic use of tariffs. In some areas, on a case-by-case basis, tariffs may be reduced, in others increased, and in other areas would create rebate provisions. When we have meetings with concerns that struggle to compete with cheap imports, in particular from Asian countries, there is no way that you can do away with the tariff instrument. You look at the high cost structures domestically, there is just no way they can compete with low cost economies like China, Brazil, agriculture, India on some of the industrial goods.
The question on harmonization, harmonizing industrial policy. For example, why are we losing out to China? If a South African company exports its product to, say, Mozambique or Tanzania, it's very difficult for that product to sell there because it's relatively expensive compared to Chinese goods. Now, but if we had a harmonized industrial policy in Africa, starting from China, it would be easier for that particular company to accept that product from South Africa because it created a job within the continent, compared to that of China, that created a job outside the continent. But the country will go for whatever is cheaper for them because there is no harmonized industrial policy. So when I talk about industrial policy, harmonized industrial policy, I'm talking about Africa as a continent, not only South Africa. For example, that's what TRICOM, the MD, told us when we visited, that we need a harmonized industrial policy, because that's why they lost out in their export in the continent. Companies' names, whether they are foreign or domestic, they are domestic. They are not foreign. The ones that we visited, the ones that we analyzed, they are all in. Yes. Yes.
I hope you there any questions not responded to. If none, then we would like to go Babu and Ghost.
Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members. I think wanted to make an addition around the issue of the Portugal Committee visit to Limpopo on the Nojet project. It does actually look like the intervention of ITEM on the tariffs did create an opportunity. But the challenges we have in terms of looking at the project of Nojet is around the due diligence of the actual company. The discussion we're having now with agriculture as a province and economic development also in Limpopo, if you look at issues relating to leadership of the company, management, issue relating to equipment, which the company says well, it looks like there should be new equipment, but also issues relating to capacity and skill of the human resource they have. Because obviously it does look like they will have also needs in terms of volumes that they may have to deliver. Get money to be able to buy more tomatoes to be able to process. So I think it's the whole reshape, although the intervention in terms of ITEC created an opportunity, but it's just the readiness of the company to be able to take the opportunity that they have to look at. But the discussion Nojet is having and those that they are approaching, it's closer to speaking to the IDC. But maybe the point which may be more important that for ITEC, having dealt with one aspect of actually the tariff adjustment, may actually see an alignment in terms of processes of engagement relating to the funding, because that's a bigger issue the companies looking for. But in terms of the actual process, we thinking from the discussion we had as the provincial agricultural department and the Limpopo economic development environment and project. We are thinking that we should actually do a whole assessment of the company and be able to see how intervention can be done. So I thought I can just make the point here that the issue that ITEC may be speaking to contribute to only but one aspect. But in the overall, in terms of challenges faced by the company, they are much more than just the issue of actually adjustment of tariffs to protect the space. It's actually how they can effectively and efficiently engage and do their business in the company. But on a separate point as well is that they were a company which has the production point for managing and black farmers, which at this stage, that area of the supply for the factory is actually getting weaker.
That's my own question. Why the ITEC is not talking to ITEC? Because you understand that point. But you know the reasons why to go to the right hand and to go to the left hand, but not the wrong hand.
Well, I think it will be much through you, as in more issue of alignment. I think everyone is looking at what they should be doing, but I think the alignment issue is a big issue. I think I do agree with Peter that even for the province, getting to engage economic development and agriculture has been a bit of a challenge, but every department wants to do what is their responsibility. Correctly so, because then the mandate and responsibility of what they should be doing, but I think we can emphasize more to ensure that there is alignment in terms of the coordinated support. If it relates to a particular company like Nojet, that we actually can coordinate that. Thank you, sir.
That's my word. I hope you will take it further, because there are many things which we can say out of that, but I hope you will remind me so that you will be able to. And you are at a strategic position to deal with that. I think we've come to an end of this. Unless if Babutani wants to say
anything,
we would like to thank you very much for your presentation and for your responses. So this engagement has come to an end, and we will let you know about, because we are still waiting for the presentation, particularly on the final round. So you are excused or you are relieved. The members, the chapter's thing has requested that the members take in hand she wanted to say something, or we can all to engage on something that now is at 1 o'clock. Maybe there's another item up and moving. We can be able to have a look at the menu while the ITEC is and we look at the minutes and while we are waiting for 1 o'clock to finish. Chandro, can you take us through the next item, the minutes? The minutes were changed before, and we have to ask to adjust to them. Which one were the 29 were changed, right?
Yes.
Is that the only minutes were 29?
No.
So can we deal with the minute of the 29? Are we in one? Can we take page one? Any corrections? If there are none, can we catch a move? So, Mam Tree is moving. Any second? This man is second. So the units have been adopted. Any matters arising? There are none. 3, 2, 1, 2. So there are not any other minutes. The 30th of October. Can we table them officially? The minutes of the 30th of October?
Yes, sir.
Any corrections? Page 1. Page 1. Page 2. Any corrections? 3, 2, 1, 1. Any mover? Member of the moves. Adoption.
I second.
Baba Mumu seconds. All the minutes have been adopted. Any letter arising? 3, 2, 1, gone. So, 9. So, the minutes have been adjusted and there were no matters arising. So, we've come to end of this meeting. As I've requested that the chair is requesting that it end up the same they've gone to notify her that we, because she said when we are about